Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Are you paying attention to the Baltic Dry Index? If not, you probably should. Since 1985, the Baltic Dry Index has tracked the prices charged for international, non-liquid cargo transported by ships. When traffic is heavy, prices tend to rise. When demand to haul cargo is light, prices drop as shipping companies compete to find loads to remain busy. In other words, the Baltic Dry Index is a major indicator of the amount of international commerce taking place. This index hit an all-time peak over 11,000 in May 2008 before it plummeted during the Great Recession. It touched a historic low in February 2016 at 290. The Baltic Dry Index is now just over 1,000, which is toward the low end over the past two decades. Even worse, it is now more than 40% down from where it was less than 5 months ago. It is also down more than 25% from where it was at this time a year ago. So, what does this mean? While the politicians and regular media have been proclaiming the strength of the U.S. and world economy, the Baltic Dry Index is now flashing a red alarm that the quantity of international commerce is plummeting. The Baltic Dry Index isn't the only indicator to consult in judging the state of the American and global economies, but it is an important one. It is also useful as a leading indicator of where the U.S. and worldwide economies are heading in the coming months, and the future looks troubled. What factors have an impact on the amount of international commerce? Higher tariffs, international economic sanctions, and unstable currency values are major impediments. There are plenty of examples of all of these right now, with the U.S. government threatening tariffs around the globe, economic sanctions on Iran and Russia, and the euro and British pound currencies being volatile from the negotiations over Brexit and the Italian banking crisis. Times may seem good now, but the near future has me worried. Do you already own physical gold and silver? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.